It's been more than a year since British voters decided to leave the European Union, and we're going to go back to the town of Crawley, just south of London. It voted overwhelmingly to leave the EU, but it's also home to lots of people from the EU. We first heard from people there right after the referendum passed and a year after the Brexit vote. Reporter Lauren Freyer finds a lot of frustration.
Stepping off the train in Crawley, 30 miles south of London, you hear less English and more Romanian, Estonian, Portuguese and Polish. Crawley is an affordable place to live, if a lot less scenic than some other English towns. Many immigrants have settled here and work at Gatwick Airport nearby. Brexit has many of them worried. It's still unclear how many people from the European Union will be allowed to stay. More than a dozen foreigners I approached were scared to go on tape. In the days after the Brexit vote, there were attacks on immigrants elsewhere in the UK.
I heard some stories about Manchester that treat bad the immigrants, but here, no. I think there's more immigrants here than English people.
Portuguese immigrant Lino Silva says foreigners are the backbone of Crawley's economy. I met him and his wife Veronica near the town green playing with their children. Veronica says in her department at Gatwick, it's almost all immigrants.
There's only one English guy working in there. The rest is all like Polish, Portuguese, you know, even Chinese.
They come here for better life, better things.
And to do jobs he says native-born Britons won't do. Silva works a night shift at the airport. Coming out of Sunday services at Crawley's St. John the Baptist Church, Christine Salt says she's worried this town will face labor shortages if EU citizens are forced to leave. She's English herself, but she says,
I think a lot of English people are lazy. They're not prepared to get up and do these jobs. I mean, when you look at the little local shops, the hours that they work are incredible. You wouldn't get an English person doing that.
Some polls show if the Brexit referendum were held again now, it would not pass. Gerald Riles, a retired Crawley postal worker, says he stands by his leave vote.
Because I'm sick of the European Union. They're bureaucratic. They tell us what to do in the minutiae of our lives.
But a year on, he now doubts Brexit will go through.
What I call the liberal elite, the equivalent to the Clintons in the States, they couldn't care less about the will of the people. They do their best to stop us leaving the European Union.
British Prime Minister Theresa May triggered the official start to Brexit back in March. But after losing their majority in last month's election, government ministers are arguing over what form Brexit should take. Shirley and John Borrett are lifelong Crawley residents.
So I thought, you know, it's going to be good sort of thing, you know, but it's been dragging on for so long sort of thing.
It's the talks about, we both voted Brexit, and personally I'm not happy with the way it's gone.
So what's your prediction for the next year?
More of the same, basically. Waffle, prevarication and dithering. That's what they seem good at.
People in Crawley are in for a long wait. Britain is not slated to leave the EU until March 2019 at the earliest. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Crawley, England.